Hey everyone, welcome to the Deep Dive. You know, today we're going to be looking at something pretty important, I think, it's especially if you're listening right now in Sarasota. And that is, of course, therapy services right here in Sarasota.
Yeah.
We've got a whole bunch of sources, articles, guides, even some pretty interesting research.
A lot of good stuff, yeah.
The goal here is to help you listening right now really understand what makes Sarasota's mental health scene so unique.
Absolutely.
And also how to actually navigate it, right? Because,
Blame.
You know, even though we live in this, like, beautiful place, you know, sunshine and beaches, life can still be, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact, adjusting to Sarasota itself can sometimes be a source of stress.
Oh, wow.
Climate, the community.
That's so true. It's like you don't realize it until you're kind of in it. So, okay, before we even jump into, like, specific services, right?
Yeah.
Can we just talk about, like, the therapy landscape overall?
Sure. So one of our sources actually said this really well. They said, finding the right therapy is a personal journey.
Oh.
It's not a one-size-fits-all.
Right.
You've got your, like, core therapy types, right? You've got things like CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
It's all about, you know, recognizing and shifting those negative thought patterns.
Oh, interesting.
Very practical, action-focused. Helps you develop new coping strategies. And then you've got family therapy, which focuses on improving communication dynamics within families.
Right. Makes sense.
And then, of course, there's group therapy, where you can share experiences and learn from others.
Yeah. So that's, like, the overview of the basics, right?
Right.
But what about Sarasota? Like, what makes Sarasota's approach unique?
So Sarasota is really interesting because there's a huge commitment to accessibility.
Okay.
NAMI Sarasota, which is a local mental health organization.
Well, I've heard of them.
They've seen something like a 30% increase in the demand for their free services just this past year.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah. So that tells me that there's a growing awareness about mental well-being in the community.
Yeah, it seems like Sarasota is recognizing that it's essential.
Absolutely.
Not a luxury.
Right.
Which is great.
And this actually ties into something that Moving Astute and Up Homes, they mentioned that adjusting to life in Sarasota, it can be trickier than people expect.
That's so true.
Right. The climate, the social scene, finding your place.
Yeah.
All of that can be really stressful.
It's easy to get caught up in, like, the perfect picture.
Right.
And forget that, like, everyone has to adjust.
Right. And those adjustments can impact individuals and relationships.
Makes sense.
Like, relocating together can actually put a lot of strain on couples, which is why couples counseling is a pretty common need here.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So how do we connect all these, like, potential challenges to the actual services in Sarasota?
Yeah.
I'm ready to get, like, specific.
Okay, so let's look at a local provider as an example.
Okay.
Davenport Psychology.
Yeah.
They offer a range of services that I think reflect what people need in the community.
All right.
They do individual therapy, which could be really helpful for, you know, those grappling with those adjustments we talked about.
Oh, yeah.
They also have couples counseling, which, again, you know, can be really crucial if you're moving here with a partner.
Makes sense. And I saw they're doing some pretty unique things, too, right?
Yeah. So you're talking about the psychological testing for children.
Yeah.
Right.
That's really interesting.
Yeah. And it makes sense because there's such a big emphasis on education in Sarasota.
Yeah.
You know, we've got specialized schools like Pineview. We've got a big private school scene.
Yeah.
So that makes a lot of sense.
It's like they're tailoring their services to the community.
Exactly.
And on that note, they also offer sports psychology.
Yeah.
Which I feel like is very Sarasota.
Yeah. With our youth sports culture,
it
makes sense that they would cater to student athletes.
Yeah.
As well as professionals, helping them manage that performance pressure.
Yeah. Keeping their mental game strong.
Exactly.
So it's really cool how these local providers are adapting to meet those needs. But what about the bigger picture?
Right.
Our sources mentioned some really cool advancements in the field of therapy itself.
Absolutely. There's a lot of research coming out pointing to some really exciting trends.
Interesting.
One of them is using peer support approaches.
Okay.
Harnessing the power of shared experiences and creating a sense of community among people facing similar challenges.
That sounds really empowering.
Absolutely.
Especially if you feel isolated.
And there's another area that focuses on trauma treatment.
Okay.
Developing new approaches to address the impact of past trauma on mental health.
Right, because our experiences really do shape who we are.
Exactly.
That's really interesting. And then there's the technology piece too, right?
Yes. There was a study that highlighted using multi-omics and machine learning to actually enhance therapy.
Those sound like really complicated terms.
Yeah, those are some big words.
Can you break it down for like someone who's not a scientist?
Okay, so imagine that therapy could be personalized based on your DNA.
Wow.
Even the bacteria in your gut.
Really?
Yeah. So that's the power of multiomics. It looks at all those biological systems in your body to really understand what makes you unique.
Okay.
And then machine learning can analyze all that data
yeah.
and develop treatments just for you.
Wow. So it's like therapy's moving away from trial and error and going towards something more precise.
Exactly.
So it's still early, but it has a lot of potential.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm definitely intrigued.
Good.
So we've kind of explored the basics of therapy, right?
Right.
The unique things about Sirosota mm-hmm. and even a little bit of the future.
Right.
So what's next on our agenda for this deep dive?
So I think now that you've got a good foundation, let's zoom in on how those broader trends actually connect to the Sarasota experience.
Okay.
For example, those peer support groups we mentioned, they're popping up all over Sarasota.
Oh, cool.
Offering a really unique way to connect with others who understand what it's like to adjust to life here.
Okay.
Plus, we're going to explore some alternative therapies
okay.
that are becoming more popular in the area, many of which really fit with Sarasota's beautiful natural environment.
I love that. So it's all about finding what works best for you.
Exactly.
Right. So stay tuned because we're going to continue this deep dive into therapy services in Sarasota.
Sounds good.
We'll be back right after this.
Okay. Welcome back to our deep dive. You know, before the break, we were talking about how therapy is like evolving.
Yeah.
Becoming more personalized.
Yeah. And it's really exciting to see those advancements.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's also important to remember that like,
yeah.
The heart of therapy is still like that human connection.
Absolutely.
That relationship between the therapist and the client.
Right. No amount of technology can replace that.
It's so important.
It can definitely enhance it.
Yeah.
Give them more tools.
Right.
But yeah.
So we've talked about CBT, right? Peer support, even the whole multiomics thing.
Right.
What about some other approaches that are becoming popular, yeah. especially here in Sarasota?
Well, one trend that's really taking root, and it makes sense given like Sarasota's beauty.
Yeah.
Is the focus on mindfulness.
Mindfulness. Okay, I've heard a lot about that.
Yeah.
But how does it relate to therapy?
So mindfulness is all about cultivating present moment awareness.
Okay.
Like paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, sensations without judgment.
Okay.
It's like observing your inner experience with curiosity.
Interesting.
Acceptance rather than just getting swept away by it.
Oh, okay.
And when you apply that to therapy, it can be really powerful for managing stress.
Stress anxiety.
Yeah, even chronic pain.
So it's not about like emptying your mind or blocking out thoughts.
It's about changing your relationship to them.
Okay, got it.
Recognizing that thoughts and feelings, they come and go.
Okay.
Like waves.
All right.
And you learn to ride those waves without getting like pulled under.
I like that analogy. And what's great is that Sarasota has so many opportunities to practice mindfulness in nature.
Right.
The beaches, the parks.
Yeah.
Just being in those environments can have a calming effect.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Help you tune in.
Right. It's like Sarasota's natural beauty is like a resource for mental well-being.
Right.
Which makes me think about nature therapy.
Yes. Nature therapy, ecotherapy.
Okay.
It harnesses that healing power of nature.
I love that.
Based on the idea that we as humans,
mm-hmm.
we're connected to the natural world.
Yeah.
And spending time in nature can be so good for us.
So it's not just going for a walk in the park.
No, it's more than that.
It's really engaging with it.
Right.
In a mindful way.
And nature therapy can involve things like gardening, hiking.
Okay.
Forest bathing, even just sitting under a tree.
Oh, yeah.
It's about immersing yourself.
Right.
And letting it soothe you, restore you, inspire yeah. you.
Sarasota seems like the perfect place.
It is. And research is starting to back this up. Like spending time in nature can reduce stress hormones.
Okay.
Lower blood pressure.
Wow.
Boost mood, even improve cognitive function.
So it's not just like a feel-good thing.
No, it's science.
There's actual science.
Right.
I'm curious, are there any like specific examples of how nature therapy is used here?
Yeah, absolutely. There are therapists in the area who incorporate nature into their practice.
Okay.
Some might take their clients on walks.
Oh, wow.
During a session, others might recommend like nature-based activities.
Okay.
As part of a treatment plan. And there are even groups.
Oh, cool.
Workshops focused on forest bathing and mindful nature practices.
Wow. So Sarasota's really embracing that connection.
Yeah.
Between well-being and the natural world.
Mm-hmm. It's a nice synergy.
Yeah. Now, before we move on, I want to go back to something we touched on earlier.
Okay.
Those challenges of adjusting to Sarasota life.
Right.
The climate, the social scene, that feeling of being a bit lost. Do peer support groups play a role in that?
They do. Peer support groups can be super valuable for newcomers because relocating can be really isolating.
Yeah, you're away from your support system.
Right.
It takes time to build new connections.
And peer support groups offer that safe space to connect with others who get it.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not alone in this.
Exactly.
Yeah, other people get it.
And they can offer insights that you wouldn't find in a guidebook.
Right, exactly, like lived experience.
Mm.
So where can someone find these peer support groups?
So you can find both formal and informal ones.
Okay.
Organizations like NAMI Sarasota.
Yeah.
They host support groups.
Right.
But then you also have these informal groups popping up.
Interesting.
You might hear about them through word of mouth.
Oh, word of mouth.
Community events.
Yeah.
Social media.
Yeah.
Sarasota has a really active community.
That's great. So there's a real sense of support.
Yeah.
Which is so important.
Absolutely.
Now, I know we've been focusing on like specific types of therapy.
Right.
But I'm curious about the overall vibe of the therapy scene here.
Yeah.
Is it more traditional or is it open to new ideas?
No, it's a really interesting blend.
Okay.
You've got your established therapists who've been here for years offering that experience.
Right.
But then you've got this new generation coming in.
Yeah.
Bringing fresh perspectives, willing to try new things.
So it's like this vibrant, evolving landscape.
It is. There's something for everyone.
That's so important.
And it's not just about the type of therapy, but it's about finding a therapist who's a good fit for you.
Right. That therapist-client relationship.
It's so crucial.
Yeah. Finding someone who gets you.
Hmm.
So we've covered a lot.
We have.
From the traditional to the cutting edge research,
right.
Nature therapy, peer support.
Yeah.
What are some key takeaways?
Well, I think the most important takeaway is that there's no shame in seeking support for your mental health.
So true.
It's actually a sign of strength.
Yeah.
And in Sarasota, you have so many resources.
Yeah.
From therapists to groups to nature.
It's amazing.
All right. And remember, finding the right therapy, it's a journey.
It's a journey.
It's not a destination.
Not a destination.
It's about exploring different approaches.
Yeah.
Asking questions.
Yeah.
Advocating for yourself.
And don't be afraid to reach out.
Yeah. There are people here who care.
That's so good to hear.
They want to support you.
You know, it's really inspiring to hear about all these ways people are approaching mental wellness here.
Yeah.
It feels like there's a shift happening, right?
Absolutely.
Like taking care of our minds is just as important as our bodies.
And it's not just Sarasota.
Right.
It's global.
Yeah. It's becoming less stigmatized to talk about mental health.
Exactly.
To reach out for help. And those research trends we talked about, like the multi-omics machine learning,
right.
They could make mental health care even more accessible in the future.
For sure. They have so much potential.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to circle back to you, the listener.
Okay.
We covered a lot, right? From those challenges of adjusting to Sarasota life.
Right. The specific things people face here.
To the big trends in therapy overall.
We talked about how to find a therapist, local resources like NAMI Sarasota.
Yeah.
Even mindfulness and nature therapy.
But what matters is what resonated with you.
Absolutely.
What stood out? What feels like something you could try?
Maybe you're thinking about a mindfulness class or exploring nature.
Yeah.
Or connecting with a support group or reaching out to a therapist.
Whatever it is, trust that feeling.
Follow your curiosity.
There's no one right way to approach mental wellness.
It's about finding what works for you.
What helps you feel balanced and grounded.
And you don't have to do it alone.
Right.
There's a whole community here to support you.
It's amazing to hear. So thank you for joining us for this deep dive.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
We hope you found it helpful and inspiring.
And empowering.
Until next time, remember to take care of your mental well-being.
It's the foundation for a good life.
Absolutely.